This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Yami Ojisalo is a, or Ojisalo, I should say, is a, well, has a very interesting take. He's a comedian. We're going to speak to him right now. Yami, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good. Is it Kalimera, I should say?
Oh, it's Kalimera. It depends what country you're in, but yes.
Yeah, good morning. We'll Kalimera. Stick with good morning. Hey, you've got an interesting take on president-elect. I think it's Piotis we've got to call him.
Oh, yeah, the Piotis. Well, that, I mean, that whole thing came out of nowhere, and I reckon all of us who are not fans of Trump learned of it pretty quickly. But it is one of those weird things, isn't it? Because it's completely unverified. It's very salacious, you know, and everyone kind of heard it, and everyone wants to believe that Donald Trump got some hookers to pee on a bed that Michelle and Barack Obama stayed in, because it's a great story, isn't it?
Well, it's apparently come from the Russians. Now, I have a theory on this, Yanni, that the Russians mm-hmm. have made this up to make him look a bit bad because they've spent so much time hacking everybody else and making them look so bad.
Oh, so you reckon that the Russians, I mean, far from helping him get elected, or maybe they did help him get elected, but now they're just helping to make him look stupid. Is that so? That's that little game that sort of got him on a barrow.
I don't think they have to work too hard there, my friend. I don't think they have to work hard at all.
Well, I mean, it is crazy. I mean, I've sort of followed this whole, I followed the whole campaign from day one, you know, since I started seeing things about Bernie. I mean, I was a big Bernie booster. You know, I would have loved him to be the nominee. I think he would have had a very, very good chance of beating Trump, but, you know, that's not the way it turned out. But, you know, just from day one, the whole thing. Also, the other reason I think Bernie would have been nice is it would have been nice to have apples against apples in this election, you know, because they were both anti-establishment candidates. I mean, as much as you want it, you can argue that Trump is not really, and I think time will show that he's not. But, you know, that was how they both positioned themselves. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, that's because I think there were some statistics on basically a whole bunch of people who voted for Trump didn't like either Trump or Clinton, but it was sort of like, well, if we don't like either of these two, one of them at least seems like they're going to be a change, so I'm going to vote for that person. And, you know, and here we are. But
yeah, it's interesting, Yanni, it's Kathy here, that you say that you've, as a comedian, looking at this, I mean, because initially when Trump was announced, you know, that he was going to run, we all thought, wow, what a joke. And that's been a real, you know, the theme really, hasn't it? It's like, oh, that could never happen. That's just something from a Simpsons episode. You know, what a joke. He's a joke. This is a joke. And all of a sudden we're here and it's not really a joke anymore.
But it's really not. I mean, I did a gig on the election night, and it was basically, I live in London, spent my time between London and here, and so, you know, it started at around 9 at night, and it ran through to about 4 in the morning, and we watched the election, and, you know, there were lots of panels of people came on, and, you know, we were discussing results as they came in. I've got to tell you, it started off being a real hoot, you know, because we all thought, well, you know, we know how this is going to go. By the end, it wasn't funny at all. Like, it just really, really wasn't. It was very kind of dark, and also I find, like, the thing with Trump is he's sort of like, you know, when you're sitting there and something happens and you want to say something funny, and then someone else just jumps in right in front of you, and you're like, oh, I was going to say that. Trump does that to all comedians, you know.
So he's bad for business. In. Is he bad? I would have thought he'd be good for business.
I think it's nice that we know that Alec Baldwin is going to be employed for the next 4 years. Saturday Night Live is awesome. Yanni, I just, the difference in the speeches. So we saw Barack Obama present Joe Biden, a very teary Joe Biden, an emotional Joe Biden, with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which was a bit of a surprise. And the relationship between the two of them is is obviously a really nice bromance. But then you look at the Oompa Loompa and Penny Pinching Pence, and you sort of think, these people can barely stand the look of one another. Pence introduced his Trump this week to make that speech, and it was the most lackluster introduction, the most lackluster round of applause you could ever hear. It was almost deafening the silence.
Well, that's it. But you remember when Trump was first looking for a running mate, and you know, and no one wanted to, you know, hitch their star to his wagon because everyone was kind of like, yeah, if you're going to be Trump's running mate, you're pretty much going to damage your brand for the rest of your life in the Republican Party.
Didn't Sarah Palin put her hand up for the gig?
Yeah, I think that's right. But I think she'd already damaged her brand. So, you know, it was already done. But then, yeah, Pence came in and everyone was kind of like, oh, who's this guy? And then everyone kind of looked in and was like, oh, he's a total right-wing wingnut. Let's, you know, and I mean, his positions are... But, you know, and this is actually the really scary thing. His positions are extreme, but increasingly mainstream, at least not, maybe not in what, maybe people don't think that, but in the tone of the dialogue that you get in, you know, in public life nowadays. You know, these things that you couldn't even have said a few years ago, you know, you can say now. And you know what? I mean, that is in some ways what everyone wanted, because they were like, we're sick of the status quo. We don't want this anymore. And so you sort of, you loosen that up a little bit, but, you know, for better or for worse, you know, because some of the stuff that, you know, Trump was running on, I was quite, I approved of, like, you know, the TTIP, I wasn't a big fan of that. And, you know, and he was really against that. And I was like, well, I'm glad one candidate was. I mean, Bernie was. And then after Bernie was, Clinton changed her tune on that, you know, and that was a good thing. But, you know, so much of the other stuff that comes along with it, it's terrible, you know. My brother's gay and he's going to move to New York this year, and I was just like, I was just terrified. I mean, New York's a good place to be in America as it goes, but just
one of the better ones. Could be worse. It could be a Mobile, Alabama, and then we know that everything's short. Kathy, you had another.
I mean, I was just interested, you know, from your perspective as a professional comedian, we're looking at you know, a president who is, you know, considered an idiot, I guess, let's put it that way, or a joke candidate that has, you know, somehow got into power. We're looking at another Ronald Reagan, if I guess you can see it that way. You know,
at least Ronald had Nancy.
Well,
Donald's got some form of hooker.
Yeah. He's got, okay, so, but Halloween, for instance, you saw so many Donald Trump outfits out there, you know, the wigs, the tiny hands and all that sort of stuff. I mean, is this guy going to be the butt of jokes for forever, or is he ever going to be, you know, considered somewhat serious, I suppose, when Nicole Kidman just came out and said that, you know, Americans should get behind him.
Yeah, but Nicole Kidman is a teapot.
Well, I mean, I think there's no doubt he's going to be the butt of jokes for 4 years. I mean, you know, I mean, there were people making jokes about Obama for 4 years, and Obama is, you know, compared to Trump, the most serious candidate you've ever seen in your entire life. But I hope he'll be the butt of jokes for 4 years, because if he is, it means that, you know, things aren't so scary that we stop making jokes.
Yeah, no. Yanni, I'm going to disagree. I'd like to see him impeached on the day that he is inaugurated and gotten rid of, because he's going to be just a boil on the bum of humanity. Very quickly, I've had a couple of messages saying that I need to talk about the North Melbourne Football Club with you.
Well, that's just like the US election campaign last year, Pete. You know, it started off looking really, really good and it ended terribly.
mate, I think we've got a very interesting year ahead. I was talking to Stephen Quatermain here on the show last week or the week before, and he's like, nah, you're gone. And I'm like, that'd be nice to surprise. So
that's some deep analysis there, Stephen.
Yeah. Two deeply disconnected people, Daniel Chan and Dave Wheaton, both suggesting that we North Melbourne people should talk to you. So there's a little North Melbourne coterie in support of you, mate. Your show is called at Fringe World. Your show is called The Unpinchable Pink Pen. Do get along and see Yanni Agisalo, mate. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks very much, mate. Thanks very
much. Good to talk to you.
Lovely to be on.
Thanks, Yanni. You can see him, of course, as at Fringe World, which is on in WA, and then I'm sure as he's moving around the country for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival as well.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.